gathering emotions of the family.
也不是利用这个机会趁机有大减价拼命疯狂采购。
It's not that through this opportunity we can go crazy shopping.
而是借着买一点礼物送给那个对你帮助过的人，表达你一份的诚挚感激之情。
But rather we can buy some small gifts for those so that we can show gratitude to those who helped us before.
当然到今天这有时候我们的到今天这个节日的气氛有点改变了。
Of course, the holiday feels different nowadays.
所以虽然我们还是在疯狂的采购。
Although we are still doing crazy shopping.
但是买来买去都是买给自己呀。
But we shop for ourselves.
然后呢美其名就是感谢自己很辛苦啊。
We give thanks to ourselves for doing hard work.
但其实在这个日子是我们更要想一想纪念别人对我们的好。
But on this holiday, we need to remember the good things that other people did to us.
每一个人的生命当中一定有很多美的事情。
There are many beautiful things in everyone's life.
一个人的生命当中一定有一些爱你的人。
Everyone has someone who loves them.
一个人的生命当中一定有一些值得你感谢的对象或者是人对象或者是事迹。
Everyone has something or someone to give thanks for.
所以在这感恩节的假期，就是让我们好好的想一想，我们要怎么样来感谢我们身旁的人以及我们天上的神。
And this holiday, we think about how we can give thanks to those around us and God.
因为当一个人懂得感谢
When one knows how to give thanks,
他这个人的生命才有了意义
Then his life has meaning.
当一个人懂得感谢
When one knows how to give thanks,
他的人格才有了价值
Then his character has meaning.
所以对我们来说
So for us,
我们要更要能够用这个机会来感谢我们身旁的人
We need to use this opportunity to thank those around us.
同时也要感谢我们天上的神
And to thank our Heavenly Father.
在生命记当中有一段记载
There is a passage in Deuteronomy.
是很值得我们今天去思考跟学习的
That we can think about and learn from.
生命记是摩西在离开之前所留下的话
Deuteronomy is the passage that Moses spoke and he left us.
是摩西给他的百姓最后的提醒。
It is the last warning and last reminder for the people.
在这一段记载当中，他不断的告诉以色列人。
In this passage, he repeatedly tells the Israelites,
千万不要忘记你们是神所爱的。
You shall not forget that you are loved by God.
当你能够纪念你是被神所爱的。
When you can remember that you are loved by God.
你就能够在生命的路程旅途当中，能够得享天上各样的美物。
Then this journey of life, you can enjoy all the blessings from above.
所以我们说要感谢
So we have to give thanks.
但是我们要感谢什么呢
But what do we give thanks for?
我们说要做一个懂得感谢的人
We want to be someone who are grateful.
要怎么样做才能够让神感到满意喜悦呢
So how can we do to please God?
我们来看生命记的第八章
Let's read Deuteronomy chapter 8.
生命记第八章
Deuteronomy chapter 8.
第一节
Verse 1.
生命记的第八章的第一节我今日所吩咐一切的诫命，你们要谨慎遵行，好叫你们存活，人数增多，且进去得主向你们列祖启示应许的那地。第二节，你也要纪念主你的神，在旷野引导你这四十年，是要苦练你，试验你，要知道你内心如何，肯守他的诫命，不肯。到第三节。他苦练你，任你饥饿，将你和你列祖所不认识的玛哪赐给你吃，使你知道人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口中所出的一切话。第四节。
Verse 4.
这四十年，你的衣服没有穿破，你的脚也没有肿。第五节。
Verse 5.
你当心里思想，主你的神管教你。如同人管教儿子一样在这里呢摩西告诉以色列百姓
Here the Moses told the Israelites
你是有福的
You are blessed
你是神所特选的民族
You are the chosen nation by God
你的生命应该要活在神的恩典当中
Your life should be under the grace of God
但是为什么你有资格能够得到神的恩典呢
And what right do you have to receive this blessing
你必须要怎么做才能够行走在神的恩典路径之中
How can you walk in the blessings of God
在这里有一些条件有一些要求
There are some conditions and expectations
更有一些神对你的期望
And this is what God expects of us
第一 一个这里告诉我们啊
First it tells us.
第一个这里说你当心里要思想。
Here it says remember.
因为主你的神管教你好像人管教儿子一样。
Because the Lord chastens you as his own son.
所以我们发觉说当摩西在讲到这一段的历史。
So when Moses talked about the history.
他告诉以色列说你在路程当中经历了许多的困难艰辛。
He told the Israelites that in this journey you have many hardships.
生命当中有困难。
There is hardships in life.
人生路途当中遇到有一些困苦。
There are difficulties in life.
并不是一切都是顺利。
Not everything is smooth sailing.
路上有时充满了眼泪。
And many times the road is filled with tears.
但是在这里摩西却告诉我们第一件事情啊。
But the first thing that Moses tells us.
他说你今天要学会思想才可以啊。
You have to learn to know.
什么叫做学会思想？
What does it mean to know?
就是你在心中要去数算你人生当中过去的人生的经历。
That in your life you have to count the blessings.
当然这些经历不见得是你所喜欢的。
And the life experiences, and maybe you don't like them.
就像这里讲说啊，他试炼你，他苦验你，他让你饥饿，他让你遇到困难。
He will humble you and test you and allow you to be hungry.
所以有时候我们会觉得说，哎，奇怪，为了信了耶稣，我们人生当中还是有苦难。
Many times we wonder why we believe in Jesus where our life is still hard.
有时候甚至心中的苦没有人了解，眼泪都哭不出来。
Sometimes no one understands and we don't even have tears.
甚至有时候你心里在讲说主哇，你真的有爱我吗？
And we think, Lord, do you really love me?
还是你已经忘记了我呢？
Or have you forgotten about me?
但是在这里啊，摩西就告诉我们啊，
But Moses tells us,
他说神从来没有忘记。
God never forgets.
他就算让你遇到人生的苦楚，
He allows you to be in difficult situations.
也是为了要成就一条更美将来的道路。
To build up a better path in the future.
但是你心中要思想，
But in your heart you have to know.
因为一个人如果不懂得思想，
If one does not know,
他只会觉得人生很倒霉，生活很困苦。
He will think that he is in bad luck.
觉得神不爱我，觉得人生是黑暗的。
He will think that God does not love him.
但是当一个人学会了思想，
But one knows.
能够想想过去，看看现在，展望未来。
To think about the past and to think about the future.
你就会发现一件事情。
And you will realize one thing.
他说，原来神所向你存的旨意原是好的。
The will God has for you is good.
当你知道神的旨意是好的，
When you know that God's will is good.
你不但不会怨恨。
You will not only not hate.
你同时能够学会感谢。
At the same time, you will learn to give thanks.
我们看一下，我们看约瑟的生活。
We can look at Joseph's life.
约瑟的生活好像人世间的悲剧一样。
And Joseph's life was a tragedy.
一个年轻人。
He was a young man.
被自己的亲兄弟所出卖。
He was betrayed by his own brothers.
被丢到陌生的异乡。
He was thrown into foreign land.
被成为从有钱人家的少爷成为别人家中的奴隶。
He was a young man in a wealthy family, but he became a slave.
多少是他问了自己。
How many times did he ask himself?
我做错了什么？
What did I do wrong?
为什么我会今天落到这个地步？
Why am I in this situation?
有多少次晚上他流泪想家？
How many times did he cry at night?
然后大声喊说神啊神啊你在哪里？
And cry out, where are you God?
好像这样子还不够。
It's not enough.
甚至还最后被诬陷丢到监牢里面。
And he was wrongfully accused and thrown into prison.
人生是悲剧，人生是黑暗的。
His life was dark and tragedy.
但是当他走过这一条道路，
But after he finished his path,
当他学会思想神的旨意，
When he learned to think about God's will,
当最后神为他打开了一条新的道路来，
When God opened up a new path for him,
最后约瑟只说了一句话。
Joseph only said one thing.
约瑟说，原来神的旨意原是好的。
He said God's will is good.
所以我们今天也是一样啊。
So it's the same for us today.
我们今天要学会思想。
We need to learn to think.
当你学会思想，你就会发觉你的人生每一件事都是有价值的。
When you think, then you will realize everything in life has a value.
顺境中让你学会感谢。
In good situation, you learn to give thanks.
逆境中让你学会依靠。
In bad times, you learn to rely on God.
生命中让你看到更美的价值。
In your life, you will see a better value.
我们来看一下耶利米书的第二十九章。
Let's read Jeremiah chapter 29.
耶利米书的二十九章。
Jeremiah chapter 29.
二十九章的第十一节。
Verse 11.
耶利米书二十九章十一节，主说：“我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念。”不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。十二节
Verse 12.
你们呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。十三，你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。这个是神对耶利米先知所说的。
This is what God said to Prophet Jeremiah.
耶利米的年代是以色列当中最悲哀的一段时间。
And the time of Jeremiah is the saddest in Israelite history.
所以耶利米也被看作圣经当中最悲惨的一个先知。
So Jeremiah was viewed as the saddest prophet in the Bible.
他被称为流泪的先知。
He was called the prophet of tears.
因为他的时代是整个以色列这个犹大国要结束的年代。
Because his time, the kingdom of Judah was going to end.
他就在那里亲眼的看着自己所爱的国家，神所特选的子民逐渐的消灭。
He saw the downfall of the chosen nation.
他看见了。
He saw it.
他传了警告。
He preached a warning.
他拼命想要挽回什么。
He tried to save something.
但是却什么都做不了。
But there is nothing he can do.
只能眼睁睁的看着敌人的入侵。
He can only see the invasion of the enemy.
以及国家的失落。
And he see how his country corrupt.
所以耶利米心中是痛苦的。
So he was sad.
为什么？为什么他不断的问神？
Why? Why?
神啊，你为什么让我们遇到这种事情？
Why do you let us face these situations?
神啊，你为什么抛弃了你的百姓？
God, why did you forsake your people?
神啊，你为什么让敌人践踏我们？
God, why did you let the enemy trample upon us?
但是到最后，他有了答案。
And in the end, he has the answer.
神对他说：“我向你们所存的旨意原是好的。”
God said to him, "The thoughts I have for you is good."
是要叫你得平安。
A thought of peace.
不是要让你受灾祸。
Not of evil.
但是为什么现在有灾祸呢？
And why is there evil now?
你要思想。
You have to think.
因为有灾祸逼得你思想。
When there is evil, you have to think.
因为有困难逼得你抓住神。
When there is difficulty, you are forced to hold on to God.
因为走不下去的逼得你跪下来祷告。
When there is no way to walk, you pray, kneel down, pray.
信仰成为真实。
And faith becomes real.
神的能力伴随你的生命。
And God's power will be in your life.
人生的价值观完全的改变。
And His value system change.
能够亲眼见到为你预备的荣耀天国。
He can see the kingdom of heaven prepared for him.
这是神为你我所存的意念。
This is the thoughts God has for you and me.
但是如果你不思想，
But if you do not think,
你只会觉得真倒霉。
You will think that you have bad luck.
你所遇到的一件事情，
Everything that you face,
就失去了神为他所赋予的价值跟他的意义。
They lose the value that and meaning that God has given it.
所以我们今天要学会感谢。
So today we have to learn to give thanks.
第一个就要先学会思想。
First we have to learn to get a think.
思想什么？
What do we think about?
这里讲说，不要忘记了神管教你，好像人管教儿子一样。
Here it says, you should know in your heart that as man chastens his son, so the Lord God.
我们看希伯来书的第十二章。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
十二章的第七节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 7.
第七节。
7.
你们所忍受的是神管教你们，待你们如同待儿子。焉有儿子不被父亲管教呢？第八节。
Verse 8.
管教原是众子所共受，你们若不受管教，就是私子，不是儿子了。第九节。
Verse 9.
再者，我们曾有深深的父管教我们，我们尚且敬重他，何况万灵的父，我们岂不更当顺从他得生吗？在这里，希伯来书的作者特别提醒我们。
The author of Hebrews reminds us.
他说，当你今天被神所管教，
When you endure chastening,
你要学会感谢。
You have to learn to give thanks.
为什么？
Why?
爱你才会管你。
He will chasten you if he loves you.
在乎你才会校正你，才会纠正你啊。
He will discipline you if he cares for you.
你看我们做父母的都是这样啊。
So it's the same for parents.
你啊，走在路上哦。
When you walk on the street,
逛街逛街晃来晃去。
When you go on shopping,
看到有一个小朋友在路上又吵又闹，在地上翻滚。
You see a child acting up on the street.
你会怎么样？
What will you do?
摇摇头，看他一眼，叹口气，你就走了吗？
You will shake your head and walk away.
为什么？
Why?
跟你没关系啊。
It has nothing to do with you.
那就会觉得说这父母在搞什么？
You will think, what are the parents doing?
好好的小孩怎么会养成这副德性？
How did they train their children like this?
叹口气，摇摇头，真是没办法，就走了，不是你的孩子啊。
You will shake your head and walk away because that's not your child.
没有关系。
It doesn't matter.
不是，跟你没有关系哦。
It has nothing to do with you.
但是如果那是你的孩子呢？
If it's your own child.
如果是你的孩子在马路当中大吵大闹翻滚。
If it's your child acting up in the street.
你会怎么样？
What will you do?
你会摇摇头叹口气就走了吗？
Will you walk away?
这样。
We walk away and say, "How come?"
真的是我的孩子吗？
Is this my child?
不可能啊！
That's impossible.
因为是你的孩子。
Because it is your children.
因为跟你有关系。
It has something to do with
you. 因为你在乎。
Because you care.
因为你爱他。
Because you love him.
所以有爱，自然会有管教。
So when there is love, there is discipline.
所以在这里要提醒我们每一个人。
So here reminds us.
说我们遇到一些生命当中的苦楚。
When we endure difficulties in life.
要思想。
We have to think.
思想之后，你就要学会感恩。
Then you learn to give thanks.
因为有人管总比没人要的好。
Because it's better to be disciplined than having no one care.
啊，当你被主耶稣修理的时候
，When you're disciplined by the Lord Jesus.
啊，你告诉你一件事情啊。
Let me tell you something.
啊，感谢主，感谢主啊，我还是他的孩子啊。
Thank the Lord. I'm still His son.
你不要说啊，今天啊做错事啊，哎，没事啊，你看得很好啊，神没有讲什么啊。
If you do something wrong today and nothing happens,
还洋洋得意，自以为很好啊。
You'll be very happy and think that you're in good place.
我告诉你，如果都没有人管哦。
If no one disciplines you,
只有两个可能。
There's only two possibilities.
一个是你是那个很棒的 number one 小孩啊。
First, you're the best child.
因为你很棒啊。
Because you're the best.
因为你听话。
Because you listen.
所以啊，他不需要管你，因为你好乖。
Then there's no point in discipline.
啊，但是你想一想哦，人生自己思考一下，发觉说没有哎，你没有很乖啊。
But you think that in life you're not very good.
你没有很乖，你常常捣蛋，你到处找麻烦。
You're naughty and you cause trouble.
哎，结果你发觉说，哎，没有哎，都没有人管我哎。
And you realize no one is disciplining.
这时候你不要高兴啊。
Don't be happy.
你要跪下来痛哭流涕啊，主啊，你不要这样子啊，不要不要我啦。
You have to kneel down.
不要不理我啊。
And pray and cry and ask God to care for you.
哦，所以主所爱的他会管教。
Those who the Lord loves, He will chasten.
所以对一个懂得思想的人
，So for someone who knows to think,
他被管教的时候，他就自然知道说主仍然在乎我。
When he is chastised, he knows that the Lord cares for him.
啊，我要赶快回头。
I need to return.
我要回到他的身边。
I need to return to him.
哦，所以这是摩西第一个告诉他们的。
This is the first thing that Moses told them.
他说啊，你当心中思想啊。
He says you should know in your heart.
那第二呢，我们看回来《生命记》的第八章。
Let's read back, turn back to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
生命记第八章的第六节。
Chapter 8 verse 6.
第六节。
6.
他说你要谨守主你神的诫命，遵行他的道，敬畏他。第七。
7.
因为主你的神领你进入美地，那地有河有泉有源，从山谷中流出水来。第八节。
Verse 8.
第八节，那地有小麦、大麦、葡萄园、无花果树、石榴树、橄榄树和蜜。第九。
Verse 9.
你在那地不缺食物，一无所缺。那地的石头是铁，山内可以挖铜。第十。
10.
你吃的饱足，就要称颂主你的神，因他将美地赐给你。这里是第二个提醒啊。
This is a second reminder.
第一个告诉我们说，当你遇到困难
，First when you face difficulties,
你要学会思想
，You have to learn to know.
因为思想使你得智慧
，When you know you have wisdom.
思想使你靠近神
，When you know you draw closer.
那第二个这里告诉我们的
，Second it tells us.
他说啊，当你的人生顺利的时候啊
，When your life is smooth.
他说啊，当你看到主领你进入美地。
When God leads you into a good land,
使你的人生一无所缺
，and there you have nothing lack in your life.
使你能够感谢他说主啊，感谢你将美地赐给我啊。
Then we give thanks that He gave you the good land.
但是第六节告诉我们哦
，but verse 6 it tells
他说你要谨守主你神的诫命，遵行他的道。
You shall keep the commandments of the Lord your God.
啊，所以第二个你要得到生命当中的丰盛，你可以感谢神。
Second, when you receive abundance in life, you should thank God.
你希望人生当中有顺利，你希望生命当中有恩典。
When you hope that there is blessing in your life.
第二个，这里告诉我们说，你要谨守神的律例啊。
Second tells us you should keep the commandments of the Lord.
所以我们今天希望有很多事情值得我们感谢。
Today we want things that we can give thanks for.
我们希望生命当中充满神的各样的恩典。
We want our lives to be filled with the grace of God.
你希望很多。
You have many wishes.
但是你得到的有很多吗？
But do you receive a lot?
这里告诉我们说，你想得恩典，你要谨守遵行他的律例啊。
Second tells us, if you want to receive grace, you have to keep his commandments.
哦，所以我们今天要被摩西再次的提醒。
So we have to be reminded by Moses again.
生命得不得恩典，跟你听不听神的命令有直接的关系啊。
Whether our life is blessed has direct relationship with whether we listen to God.
我们今天的信仰，很多基督徒的信仰越信越偏差。
And there are many Christians that go astray today.
我们觉得说啊，信仰就是一个感受，一个感动而已啊。
They believe that religion is only a movement.
哦，就是哦，我感觉很好啊，啊，我觉得很舒服啊，我感觉很好啊，哦，我听赞美诗听得很感动啊，就是这样子而已啊。
I feel good and I move when I listen to hymns.
有人觉得说啊，信耶稣就是讲爱啊，只要我们懂得爱人爱神，我就是个好基督徒啦。
And people think that Christianity is love. If you love man and love God, then you're a good Christian.
不过从旧约到新约都不是这样说的。
But that's not what it says in Old Testament and New Testament.
从旧约到新约只有一个观念啊。
There's only one concept.
谨守遵行神的律例典章。
To keep the commandments of God.
你就有资格被称为神的儿女。
Then you're qualified to be called the sons of God.
说当你向我呼求。
When you cry out to me.
我就要回应你。
I will answer you.
当你需要帮助。
When you need help.
我的膀臂就为你伸展。
My arms will stretch out.
这就是神爱你的父。
This is a father that loves you.
哦，但是你必须要先遵行他的律例典章，才能跟他建立这种关系。
But first, you have to keep his commandments to build this relationship.
如果你说啊，我很爱神啊
，If you say you love God,
但是我从来不喜欢听他的命令。
But I never want to listen to his commandments.
我很爱神。
I love God.
但是我从来不喜欢读圣经上的吩咐。
I don't like to read the teachings of the Bible.
我很爱神。
I love God.
但是我的生命不要神干涉我任何的决定。
But I don't want God to intervene in my life decisions.
你的爱是虚伪的。
Then your love is fake.
你的爱是自私的。
Your love is selfish.
你的信仰只是一种自我的欺骗而已。
Your faith is only a self-deception.
哦，所以啊，在约翰福音里面啊，主耶稣告诉我们啊。
So in the Gospel of John, Jesus tells us.
主耶稣说，你若爱我。你就会守我的诫命。
Lord Jesus says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments."
哦，所以如果你真的爱神
，If you truly love God,
爱神的基础在于遵守神的命令。
The foundation of loving God is to keep His commandments.
爱神的基础在于阅读认识他所给予我们的圣经。
The foundation of loving God is to read the Bible.
所以一个人如果不读圣经
，If one does not read the Bible,
不懂神的道理
，does not understand the teaching,
不改变自己
，does not change,
不更新自己的生命
，does not renew his life,
不追求荣耀父的名
，does not pursue to glorify his name,
请不要说你爱神。
Please don't say you love God.
更不要说你是个虔诚的基督徒。
And don't say you are a devout Christian.
因为这都是骗人的。
Because those are lies.
所以啊，我们今天要讲爱神。
Today we talk about loving God.
他的中心在于守命令，守神的诫命啊。
The key is to keep his commandments.
所以在这里啊，第六节告诉我们啊。
So in verse 6 it tells us.
他说你要遵守神的律例典章。
You shall keep the commandments of the Lord.
你就能够称为他的儿女啊。
Then you are called the sons of God.
你要遵行他的道理。
To walk in his ways.
要敬畏他。
To fear him.
神就会带你进入生命当中的美地。
Then God will bring you into a good land.
使你的生命当中得到滋润。
That your life is nourished.
这是一个要求。
This is a condition.
也是一个秘诀。
It is also a secret.
告诉你怎么样得到一个蒙福的人生。
To tell you how to receive a blessed life.
不管人生在顺境还是逆境。
Whether your life is good or bad,
你都能够看到神伴随在你左右，与你同行。
You can see that God is abiding with you.
谁规定说逆境当中就看不到恩典的呢？
Who says that in bad times you cannot see grace?
有时候反而在逆境当中，恩典看得特别清楚啊。
Many times in bad times you can see grace even more clearly.
不是这样子吗
？Isn't that so?
你看有些弟兄姐妹啊
，You can see some brothers and sisters.
他们啊，很心中有一股火，一直想要做见证。
They have a fire in their heart. They want to testify.
但是你如果仔细听他们的见证哦
，But if you listen to their testimony,
很多时候你看见证的内容是什么？
When you look at the content of the testimony,
你很少听到啊，有人在抓着你说：“我告诉你啊，神让我大发财哦。”
There barely any time you will hear someone say, "Thank God that He made me rich."
感谢主啊，钱啊，赚不完啊，赚不完啊，很少听到这种见证吧
？Thank the Lord for I have so much money to make.
你听到都是什么见证
？What kind of testimony do you hear?
主在我人生最黑暗、生命最低潮、人生走不下去的时候。
And when my life is so dark, I cannot walk forward.
当没有人要我
，when no one wants me.
当没有人爱我
，when no one loves me.
他却拥抱我，告诉我说，还有我爱你。
The Lord embraced me and told me that He loves me.
这才是真正感动人心的见证，不是吗
？Those are the testimonies that moves hearts.
所以啊，人生常常是在逆境当中，对神的感受特别的清楚。
So many times you can experience God even better when you're in bad times.
所以我们今天生命当中要常常提醒自己。
So in our life, we have to constantly remind ourselves.
走在道理的 走在遵行道理的这一条道路上面。
To walk in the way that keep His commandments.
神就要为你的人生不断的开路。
Then God will continue to open the path for you.
即使是逆境再接着逆境。
Even though it's bad times after bad times.
但是到最后你能够在逆境当中看到逆境背后的爱啊。
But in the end, you will see the love behind these bad times.
这个比较难啊。
That's very difficult.
顺境的爱太容易啦。
It's very easy to see the love.
啊，今天呢，不要做一个基督徒，你不需要做基督徒也看得到啊。
You don't have to be a Christian to see it.
你看那个没有信耶稣的人哦。
Just if you see a non-believer.
啊，人生一帆风顺，他也很快乐，他也很感谢啊。
When life is good, they will give thanks.
啊，但是差别在哪里
？But what's the difference?
这差别在说，做一个有信仰的人。
For someone who has faith.
当我们人生走到生命的最低潮。
When our life is in the lowest point,
当你已经觉得走不下去了
when you feel that you cannot continue to walk,
你却能够看到你的主在你的身边
then you can see that Lord is by your side,
就蹲在你的旁边陪着你啊
He is right next to you.
当你在哭的时候
when you are crying,
他就在旁边拍拍你啊
He will give you a pat on the shoulder.
叫你不要哭啊，不要哭啊
He will tell you, don't cry.
在几年前的纽约啊
a few years ago in New York,
有一次啊，有一个慕道朋友来
There's a true seeker.
他已经很久很久很久没有来教会啦，一个女孩子啊
It's a girl, and she hasn't been to church for a very long time.
讲实话，她的人生真的很悲哀
And truthfully, her life is very sad.
从小就生长在一个很混乱而且破碎的家庭
From her youth, she grew up in a very broken family.
所以从小她就觉得没有人爱她
So she felt that no one loved her.
结婚之后情况并没有好转
And didn't get better when she got married.
她以为啊，这个婚姻使她找到一个生命当中的良伴
She thought that she found a good partner in her marriage.
却找到一个虐待她的一个恶人啊。
But she found an evil man who abused her.
所以啊，她的生命是黑暗的。
Her life was very dark.
好几次一直很想死啊，很想自杀。
Many times she wanted to commit suicide.
因为她说她不知道自己活着做什么。
She didn't know why she continued to live.
她有来过教会慕道。
She's been to church to truth seek.
但是因为生活的关系，所以又很长一段时间没有办法来。
But because of her life, she could not make it to church for a long time.
那在有一次灵宴会的时候啊，她又出现了啊。
And during one spiritual convocation, she showed up.
好不容易啊，很久没看到啊，又出现了。
And she hasn't been to church for a very long time.
灵恩会的最后一天。
And in the last day of spiritual convocation.
在最后一次祷告，她就到前面了啊。
In the last prayer, she came up front.
她说她已经很久没有跪下来祷告。
She said she hasn't kneeled down and prayed for a
long time. 因为她觉得说她觉得说人不爱我，神也不会在乎我。
She felt that if no one loves me, God would not care for me.
但是那一次她跪下来了。
But that time she knelt down.
她来到会堂前面，她跪下来祷告。
She came to the front and she knelt down and prayed.
祷告当中啊，放声大哭啊。
In her prayer, she cried all out.
甚至哭到祷告结束了还停不下来啊。
And after the prayer concluded, she cannot stop crying.
把我吓了一跳，我都不知道发生什么事情啊。
I was shocked because I don't know what happened.
一直到聚会结束了一阵子之后。
After the service concluded.
我在过去啊，看因为两个姐妹在陪她，我就过去问她是怎么回事啊。
There were two sisters talking to her, and then I went over to see what happened.
她跟我说啊，传道啊，我的人生是没有盼望的。
She said, Pastor, my life has no hope.
我生命当中从来没有人真正在乎我。
In my life, there is no one that truly cares for me.
我已经考虑要结束自己的人生。
I'm considering ending my own life.
而且他说我觉得就算我结束我的人生，也没有人会在意。
She said, even if I ended my own life, no one would care.
哀莫大于心死啊，心死掉了。
She was very sorrowful.
所以啊，她只是给自己最后一个机会来跟主耶稣拜拜啊。
So she gave herself the last chance to say goodbye to Lord.
却没有想到说她在祷告当中啊。
But little did she know in her prayer.
看到在大光之中，主耶稣来到她的面前。
She saw Lord Jesus coming to her in great light.
她说主耶稣就这样一直走到她前面来，就低着头一直看她。
She said Lord Jesus came over to her and looked at her.
然后就摸摸她的头啊。
And then he touched her head.
跟他讲说没关系，我都知道，我都知道的。
He said it's fine. I know.
所以啊，因为这样，他就放声大哭了。
Then she cried all out.
他说有人知道。
He said someone knows.
知道我心中的苦。
Knows the pain in my heart.
有人在乎。
Someone cares.
在乎我这个人的存在。
Cares that I exist.
有人爱我。
Someone loves me.
因为我也是需要被爱的。
Because I need to be loved.
所以啊，自从那一次之后啊。
So after that time.
虽然他的环境没有什么改变
her situation did not get better
但是他面对人生的态度就不一样了
but her life attitude changed
因为他说有因为他说神真的爱我
because she said God truly loves me
所以啊虽然是逆境
even though she had bad times.
但是逆境当中还是看得到神的慈爱啊。
In the end of bad times, she can still see the mercy of God.
我们今天要遵行神的命令典章。
Today we have to keep the commandments of God.
不是说啊，你遵行命令典章，神就一定要给你什么好处啊。
Not that if you keep the commandments of God, God will give you benefits.
而是你借着遵守律例典章。
But by keeping the commandments.
来告诉神说，我决心要做你的儿女。
You tell God that I have determined to be your child.
你有这个决心
If you have the determination,
神就为你的人生负责到底
Then God will be responsible for your life
好，这是第二个要求啊
This is the second condition
说遵行律例典章神就要把你带到人生的高处啊
If you keep the commandments of God, God will bring you to the high point.
这个人生的高处不代表生命当中事业或物质上的丰富。
That does not mean the abundance of material in your life.
却代表着生命当中所能够得到的平安跟喜乐。
But rather the peace and joy that you can experience.
有时候啊，我来到伯恩教会啊，就有这种很强烈的感觉哦。
Sometimes I come to Bowen Park Church, I have this strong feeling.
啊，其实不止伯恩啊，我在纽约也是这种感觉啊。
I felt the same way in New York too.
有时候你看啊，我们的信徒哦。
If you look at the members,
你有时候我在想，他们信你们信耶稣到底得到什么
？I think that what have you gained by believing in Jesus？
哎，真的，有时候我常会想这个问题啊。
I think about this question a lot.
他说：“你们来到这里，你们花了多少时间？你们安息日来聚会，你们到底得到了什么
？”When you come to service on Saturday, spend so much time. What do you gain？
你物质上有得到什么好处吗
？Do you gain any good things in material？
没有啊，聚会结束啊，请不要跟传道要钱，传道不发钱的。
After the service, do not ask me for money. I will not give it.
你说、啊、哇，可是我来教会吃免钱，你有差这一顿吗？
He said, "I get a free meal at church. Does it matter?"
而且那个饭钱，那个煮饭的钱，基本上是大家的奉献嘛，对不对
？And basically,
你自己奉献，然后自己把它吃掉，这样。
The meals are paid for by the offerings of the members.
哦，所以啊，有时候我们真的去想哦。
So if we think about this,
说信耶稣，你到底得到了什么
？What do you gain by believing in Jesus?
哎，但是我看了、啊、大家在厨房里面忙进忙出，跑来跑去啊。
I see everyone's being so busy in the kitchen.
你会发觉说啊，这种生命当中，从脸面上你可以看到说一种。好像在发光一样啊
You can see people's faces shining.
我虽然物质上没有得到什么
Even though I don't gain anything.
但是我快乐
But I'm happy.
我虽然我在这里 我的生命当中物质我的环境没有什么大的改变
There is nothing that changes in my life.
但是我知道我是被爱的
But I know that I'm loved.
我知道我的生命有意义有价值
I know my life has meaning and value.
所以有时候我看信徒啊但弟兄姐妹为了教会很多事情啊付出很大啊
So I look at the members who sacrifice a lot for the church.
把自己的忙碌的东西事情丢在一边先忙教会
to set aside their own matters and do the things of church
你有得到什么好处吗
what do you gain
教会有给你什么吗
did church give you anything
没有啊你有欠教会什么吗没有你都没有啊
do you owe church anything no
但是你愿意
but you're willing
为什么
why
因为你觉得你是快乐的
because you believe that you're happy
这是神所赐给我们的恩典啊
this is a blessing that God gives
来到神面前觉得生命有了价值
to feel the value of life when you come before
走在主路上看到以后的盼望
when you walk in this path you can see the future hope
哦，所以我们今天在教会当中所参与所做的任何事情
so any work that we participate in church
都不需要人家要求
You don't need someone to ask you.
更不需要有人给你压力。
You don't need someone to pressure you.
我侍奉因为我愿意。
I serve because I'm willing.
我来教会因为我快乐。
I come to church because I'm
我走在主路上因为主很爱我。
I walk in this path because the Lord loves me.
使我们每个人都能走出一个又活泼又有盼望的人生来。
So everyone has a living and hopeful life.
我们看回来《生命记》的第八章。
Let's look back to Deuteronomy chapter 8.
《生命记》第八章。
Chapter 8,
第十一节
Verse 11.
生命记的第八章的十一节你要谨慎免得忘记主你的神不守他的律例诫命典章律例就是我今日所吩咐你的十二节
12.
恐怕你吃得饱足建造美好的房屋居住十三
13.
你的牛羊加多你的金银增添并你所有的全都加增十四节
14.
你就心高气傲忘记主你的神就是将你从埃及地为奴之家领出来的我们看十六节
Verse 16.
十六节又在旷野将你列祖所不认识的玛哪赐给你吃是要苦练你试验你叫你终究享福十七节
17.
恐怕你心里说这货才是我的力量我能力得来的这里是第三个提醒啊
This is a third reminder
要能够每年都感恩。
To give thanks every year.
希望生命当中充满神的恩典。
If you want your life to be filled with the
blessing of God. 这里有第三个给我们的提醒啊。
This is a third reminder.
什么提醒？
What is the reminder?
这里叫做你要谨慎啊。
Beware.
所以第一个告诉我们说你要思想。
First, to know.
第二个告诉我们说你要谨守。
To keep, second, to keep.
第三个这里说你要谨慎小心啊。
Third, you have to beware.
那什么叫做谨慎小心？
What does it mean to beware?
就是在生活的顺境当中不要忘记神啊。
And the good times of life, do not forget God.
我们刚刚讲过啊，逆境的时候信仰特别真实嘛，不是吗？
We talk about how in bad times faith become very real.
你突然发觉自己生了重病啊，医生一检查，糟糕，严重的病啊。
When doctor diagnoses you with a sickness,
怎么办？
What can you do?
突然啊，天天祷告都不用人家叫你啊。
Suddenly you pray every day, no one needs
to tell you. 主啊救我，主啊救我，不是吗？
Lord save me, Lord save me.
哦，所以啊，有时候逆境之中，我们对信仰追求特别努力啊。
Many times we pursue faith even more when we're in bad times.
啊，但是在这里第三个情况，这里告诉我们哦。
But here the third reminder.
他说你在逆境的时候把神抓得特别紧。
When you hold on to God and when life is hard.
但是你在顺境的时候，千万不要放松它。
But when life is good, do not let go.
啊，这里讲说你要谨慎。
Here it says beware.
当你吃得饱足，生活顺利，一切都很好。
When you're full and everything goes smoothly.
工作稳定。
You have good life, a good
财,
job.
财务健全。
You have a good finance.
家庭和乐。
You have good family.
还有身体健康。
When you have good health.
信仰稳定，信仰稳固。
When you have good faith.
当你的一切，人生的一切，都走在这个非常非常顺利的道路上啊。
When everything in life is going very smoothly.
其实这本身就是一个考验的开始哦。
This is a beginning of a test.
哦，要看看说你在顺利当中会不会就渐渐的忘记你的神啊。
To see if when life gets, becomes better, will you forget God?
有时候这是人的一个问题啊。
This is a problem of mankind.
哦，在什么困难当中呼求神。
When time is hard, you call out to God.
顺利当中忘记神啊，把神丢到背后啊，就是这样啊。
When life is good, you forget about God.
不是这样子吗？
Isn't that so?
哦，那个生病的时候啊，主啊，帮助我啊！你要是啊帮我的话，我以后啊一定天天聚会，从不迟到。
When you're sick, you cry out to God. God help me, and every day I will come to service.
啊，我以前呢、啊、有一个在，我以前在那个我在台湾有一个同学哦。教会的一个同学啊。
I had a classmate in church when I was in Taiwan.
我们那时候在台湾参加那个短期的神学训练班，就是美国的 NYTS 啦，哦。
And we had a NYTS in Taiwan.
哦，那我们这同学啊，很有趣啊。
And this classmate is very interesting.
啊，个子很大，一个很大很大的一个个子啊。
He was a big guy.
他就说啊，哦。我这么大的个子啊，我不喜欢跪下来祷告啊。
He said, I'm so big, I don't like to kneel down and pray.
哦，所以神很了解的，神不会对我有太多的要求。
So God understands, He will not require much of me.
哦，所以他这样讲完，他这样讲，我们就这样听啦。
And he says this, then we listen.
那结果过不久啊，又看到他啦。
And after a while, we saw him.
哇，这老兄坐轮椅来教会，坐轮椅。
He came to church in a wheelchair.
我说你怎么回事啊
？I said, what happened?
他说啊，骑摩托车累惨哦，骑摩托车摔到田里面去了。
I said I fell. He said he fell off a motorbike.
我说你还好吧
？I said, are you okay?
他说我全身上下都没事。
He said everything is fine.
就是膝盖骨头断了，膝盖那个骨、oh. 膝盖骨裂了。
Only my kneecap is broken.
所以医生说不能跪。
Doctor said I cannot kneel down.
我想说，哎、啊，你不是说你本来就不想跪吗
？I said, didn't you say you were not going to kneel down?
他说不是这样的啦。
I said that's not the case.
他说啊，主啊，主啊，因为那个他说以后可能会有。以后会有长时间的问题啊，因为膝盖骨裂掉了，他很怕他以后不能走路啊。
And because his knees were injured, he was scared that he cannot walk in the future.
能跪的时候不想跪。
When he can kneel, he does not want to kneel.
现在有可能一辈子不能跪的时候，主啊主啊，求你救我，我要跪，我要跪啊。
Now when it's possible that he can never kneel down again, he prayed to God that he can kneel down.
人有时候就是这样哦。
That's how man is.
人有时候啊，就是在顺境当中都不懂得珍惜生命所拥有的。
When life is good, we don't understand to cherish those good things.
只有在失去之后，才来感到后悔，想要追回。
Only when you lose it, you want to earn it back.
所以在这里第三个提醒我们啊。
So this is a third reminder.
他说你要谨慎啊。
So beware.
千万不要忘记神在你生命当中这么多的恩典啊。
Do not forget the blessings of God.
更不要在你的顺利当中就心高气傲，以为自己很了不起啊。
And do not lift up your heart.
要常常学会谦卑。
But to always be humble.
要常常知道你所拥有的都是神所赐给你的。
So always know that everything you have is given by God.
他说不要忘记你的过去。
Do not forget about your past.
在这里啊，摩西特别告诉他们哦。
Here Moses told them.
他说你不要忘记啊。
Do not forget.
你曾经在埃及是奴隶。
You were slaves in Egypt.
你不要忘记啊。
Do not forget.
你在旷野当中抱怨了多少次啊。
How many times you complained in the wilderness?
你不要忘记啊。
Do not forget.
你本来可能没有机会承受这个恩典的。
You had no chance of receiving this grace.
但是因为神爱你。
But God loves you.
所以今天你还在这里。
You are still here today.
所以我们今天也是一样。
So same for us today.
在逆境当中紧紧抓住神。
In bad times, you hold on to God.
在顺境当中不忘记他的恩典。
In good times, we do not forget his
blessings. 你就会年年有感恩的机会。
Then every year, you will have opportunity
to give thanks. 你就会常常能够回想神的作为。
Then you often think about his works.
所以在这里最后面这里摩西提醒我们啊。
So in the end, Moses reminds us.
我们看生命记的第八章的第十八节。
Let's read Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18.
十八节
Verse 18.
他说你要纪念主你的神，因为得获财的力量是他给你的，为要坚定他向你列祖起誓所立的约。在这里是摩西给我们最后的提醒。
This is the last reminder Moses gives us.
摩西告诉我们说你当纪念。
Moses says you shall remember.
所以在这里我们讲了四点
Here we talk about four points.
你当思想,
to know.
你当遵守,
you shall keep.
你当谨慎,
beware.
最后第四个说, 你当纪念啊。
The fourth and last one, you shall remember.
以前啊, 以色列人有个习惯。
There was a tradition for the Israelites.
就是他们每次有什么重大的事情啊, 他们就会立下立柱哦。立下石头或石柱来做一个记号。
When there is something big, events that happen, they will set up pillars.
就像那个雅各要离开家的时候啊。
Just like Jacob when he left his house.
他就在那个石头上面啊，就那个石头就作为他跟神立约的记号哦。
He set up stone pillars to, as a mark.
As a covenant.、No?
As a covenant.
像以色列人过约旦河的时候。
When the Israelites crossed the river, Jordan
River. 他们也是一样做了一个记号，立了石柱。
They also set up stone pillars.
做这些做什么？
What do you do with them?
他说当后代的子孙起来。
That when the future generations come,
他们没有经历过这些神的作为。
They did not experience the works of God.
他们不知道神的能力。
They don't know the power of God.
但是他们看到那些石头。
But when they see those stones,
他们就会问啊说爸爸爸爸那个石头是做什么的呢？
They will ask their fathers, what are those stones for?
这时候啊爸爸阿公啊就可以利用这个时间啊告诉他的儿女啊。
And the grandfathers, the fathers will tell their children.
他说当年神在这里为我们行了大事啊。
And a few years ago when God did great works for us.
所以啊今天要常常得到神的恩典，年年有感谢的机会。
So for us today to give thanks every year.
生命当中常常有神的作为。
When there is works of God in our life.
第四个要求你要常常纪念。
The fourth reminder is to remember.
一个懂得感恩的人。
Someone who knows how to give thanks.
生命当中恩典越数算，你会看到越多的恩典。
The more you count your blessings, you will realize the more blessings you have.
但是啊，如果生命当中你从来不觉得自己有什么恩典啊。
But if you think that you have no blessings in your life.
没有啦，没有见证啦，没有恩典啦，没有作为啦，我的人生就是这样。
I have no testimony, I have no God's work, this is my life.
当你越把神的作为当作平常，平常哦。
The more you take God's work for granted.
就是觉得理所当然，好像神欠你一样啊。
As if God owes you.
我可以告诉你啊，你越这样子，你生命当中神的恩典就越来越少。
Then I can tell you, there will be less and less blessings.
所以在这里再一次的提醒大家啊。
So here we remind everyone again.
教会当中啊，有那个见证会的时候啊。
When there's testimony sessions in church.
请不要跑啊。
Please do not flee.
跑什么啊？
What are you fleeing from?
为什么要躲呢？
Why are you dodging?
好啦，你说你不敢，不敢在前面大家，你不敢 public, 你不敢在大家面前讲话，这我可以理解啊。
If you're scared to speak publicly.
其实我也不喜欢啊。
I don't like it either.
但是我没有选择，你有啊。
But I don't have a choice. You have a choice.
你说嘛，没关系。你说你怕怕，你说你害怕，没有关系呀。
It's okay if you say you're scared.
你千万不要讲什么啊，我都没有恩典啊，我都没有神迹啊，我都没有什么见证可以讲。千万不要讲这句话啊。
But never say that you have no testimony or miracles in your life.
啊，因为啊，你所说的话，神在上面听啊。
Because God will hear it.
给你这么多
，I gave you so much.
为你付出这么大
，I gave so much.
生命当中多少次救你
？How many times in your life I saved
you? 你通通什么都不记得。
You do not remember anything.
那不记得就算啦，以后就不要给啦，不是吗
？If you don't remember, it's fine. I don't give it to you anymore.
所以啊，就算我们不敢见证啊
，If we're scared to testify,
也不要随意乱说什么。我都没有见证可以讲，我没有见证，这我没有神的恩典，这不可以讲的。
Don't say that you don't have the grace of God or any testimony.
当然最好的是什么？
What is the best situation?
生命当中有见证要学会分享。
When you have testimonies in your life, you learn to share.
因为你讲的越多
The more you say it.
其实讲到最后，你讲见证是在感动你自己。
In the end, you talk about it, but you move yourself.
你会突然发觉说，生命其实很美丽。
You realize that life is beautiful.
你会发觉说，你的神真的非常爱你。
That God loves you so much.
你觉得你每天都活在神迹当中。
Every day you live in the miracle of God.
你心中会充满了喜悦，信仰成为活泼。
Your heart is filled with joy, and life, faith becomes.
所以做见证是为了谁？
Who are the testimonies for?
不是为了信徒，是为了你呀。
It's not for other members, for yourself.
所以呀，所以记得下次负责人如果来找你哦。
So next time if council member comes to you.
虽然你心中怕怕。
Even though you're scared in your heart.
但是你心里要祷告，默祷说，主啊，求你赐给我力量。
But you have to pray that God gives you strength.
我真的好愿意把你在我生命上的作为，让更多人分享。
I really want to share about your works in my life.
那这样子你就会发现一件事。
Then you will realize.
当你为主耶稣做见证。
When you testify for your Lord.
你会发觉你生命当中恩典就不断不断的发生。
You will realize that blessings keep coming in.
你想看神迹吗
？If you want to see miracles.
你想常常体验恩典吗
？Do you want to experience grace?
请常常分享主耶稣在你生命当中的作为。
Please always share the work of God in your life.
你要纪念你的主。
You shall remember your God.
因为你人生的一切都是他赐给你的。
Because everything he gave for you in your life.
愿主耶稣帮助我们每一个人。
May Lord Jesus help every one of us.
感恩的心。
A grateful heart.
带来恩典的人生。
It brings a life of abundance grace.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
63首。 请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在要一起来祷告。
We'll kneel down and pray together now.
我们平常祷告当中都有很多我们的需要跟想要。
Many times we have many wants and needs in our life.
当然了，有时候是真的，我们的人生当中有这些困难哦。
It's true that our life has these difficulties.
为了家庭，为了工作，为了我们的儿女，常常向主耶稣祈求。
For our family, for our careers, for our children, we ask from God.
但是我们这一次的祷告，希望大家调整一下。
But in this prayer, let's adjust.
我们不要再跟在这一次的祷告，不要再去想这些了。
Not to think about these things in this prayer.
不要想你需要什么。
Don't think about what you want.
不要想你缺乏什么。
Don't think about what you lack.
不要想你要得到什么。
Don't think about what you want to receive.
在这一次的祷告，我们改变一下。
In this prayer, let's change.
让我们花一点点的时间。
Let's spend some time.
来算一算主耶稣你对我有多好。
To count how good God is for us.
并且为这每一件他在我们生命当中的美。
That every beautiful things in our life.
让我们学会向他说声谢谢。
To help us to learn to give thanks to him.
一起来祷告。
Let's pray.